Okay. I'm not joking. This is the third time I've tried to record this podcast. I have a problem saying words. I have a problem pronouncing. I can't even pronounce. That doesn't make any sense. What kind of idiot am I right now? I literally just mispronounced pronounce. I pronounced it. Freaking. This is what happens. Let me say something right now. When you're ready with Aussies, you start saying words wrong. I was on a website the other day, Gil website. One of them spells color with a U. What kind of shit is that? That doesn't even make any sense. If you're in America, spell it like the rest of us, dude. So, anyways, third time in a row, I've been trying to do this damn episode because the devs decided they were being derpy and they were being overzealous and they decided, hey, let's not push the healing changes at 3.21 that they were suggesting. I do want to caution everybody, though, that they're not getting rid of them. They're coming back. And so, if you don't know, for some reason, the changes that they had on 3.21 on the PTS, they're not going to make them to the live server. They're going to just completely remove all the healing changes from this next patch. But I want you to pay attention to this one part in it. We have decided to pull the healing changes from 3.21 update and include them on a future PTS in their entirety, which means these are all coming back because they're not done testing any yet. They haven't said these are stupid. We've said they're stupid, and I think we've all said, what the fuck? But what they're saying is we haven't had a lot of time to test them yet, so we're going to go back to that and get back to testing them. Another thing that caught my attention was in the post, the really short one they put on the PTS forums, the goal of all this. One of the things I've been wondering about is why. Like, why are you doing these changes? Why are you doing them the way that you're doing them? And why are you so excited about breaking the sword class and sage healing class? That's been my question, in life, basically, why? If you ever want to know what something's going on, just ask the person why. If they can't answer, then they're making shit up. So the goal of this update, according to them, was to increase the burst healing of healers while simultaneously balancing healing per second and resource management for healers. So they wanted to give us more burst. I take the word balancing to mean a nerf. They wanted to balance heals per second and balance resource management. So if you look at it, the way I read that was they wanted to give us bursty. They wanted to make us burstier, but they wanted us to bring down our heals per second and maybe a tweak our resource management. It's an interesting thing. Honestly, it's an interesting thing. I agree with some of that stuff. I do. I agree with some of the goals that they were saying. I don't agree at all with most of the changes they wanted to do. And I really, really felt and still feel like the changes to the Sork and Sage healing class was just ridiculous and would have, in fact, broken it for progression. I have no idea what I would have done for PvP because I don't PvP a lot as much as I used to. And I certainly don't do it on that class. I just want to talk really quickly. I'm not going to be here a long time. I've already been talking for 3 minutes, and I feel like that's too long. So I feel like what they need to do going forward is this. Honestly, I think they need to go and figure out a way for us to test these things in an actual healing setting. We don't have dummies to parse, like DPS. We don't have any way to really, really test this thing. Pulling some mob somewhere on a planet is not the same as being in a raid or a PvP setting. They need to give us some kind of incentive, be it achievements, especially for a public PTS, achievements, titles, amount, something to get people to go and raid, even if it's a story mode, who cares? If it's a story mode, new raid, if it's PvP on regs, something. We need to figure out a way to get in there and test these things out. It's really hard, honestly, to give informed feedback if we don't get a chance to test it. And the only way to test healing, it's kind of like the only way to test tanking, I believe, is in an actual combative setting. In a fight against a boss, in a PvP setting where you have things coming at you and you have to adjust the stuff. I couldn't tell you, honestly, how bad the 1.5 cast of Noble Sacrifice or Consumption was because I didn't get a chance to do it against a boss or get it in a fight where people are taking damage and there's red circles on the ground and I have to decide, am I going to stand still for 1.5 seconds and maybe eat some damage? Or am I going to run around a little bit and just hope that force magically returns, right? So we have to have some kind of setting, I think, for the devs. If you're going to go through these changes and you're going to reintroduce these changes as you suggested you are, you got to come up with some kind of way to get people on the servers to test out these things. I don't know how that's going to do it. Again, that's up to you. Mounts, I think, would do it straight away. Titles, something, die packs. You know, people like stupid crap. So give us stupid crap. And we'll go and we'll test this stupid crap for you. That's what I think. I think you got to figure out a way to test this in raids. And then you'll know for sure. I realize that the devs have these little math things that they type up. and it gives them numbers, and they're like, okay, these numbers tell us this. And I'm really happy for them. I'm glad. I'm proud that they have the numbers. But you need to know in a raid setting, you need to know in a PvP setting what this actually means, especially if we can agree that these changes are PvP changes, right? These are PvP changes. I'm sorry, they are. This is ridiculous. These are the PvPest of all the changes. So at least let us test it in a PvP setting. That's all I'm saying. I'm not asking for a lot. That's the first thing you need to do. The second thing, when these changes come back up, and again, they are going to come back up, I would like them to be really, really clear and be very informative about why these changes are the ones they think are going to fix whatever they think might be broken. In other words, I want to know what the numbers are. I want to know what your metrics show, what your testing shows per class. Why do you think consumption or noble sacrifice has to be adjusted somehow? Why do you think operative probe needs to be nerfed? Why does slow release med pack need to be nerfed at all? Why did you want to give us diagnostic scan on the run, which I'm sad now because the operatives won't have that for a while. Why did you want to essentially flip-flop healing scan and rapid scan? I don't understand any of that stuff. If you tell us why, maybe we'll know. That's the thing about it. Have you guys ever been really confused about something? Like, what the hell? Like, why did my boss make me do something stupid? And then you go ask your boss and they tell you that maybe it makes sense. Now, I realize bosses don't make sense all that often. I'm not saying they're the smartest people in the world. I'm just saying if you ask a question, every once in a while, you'll get an answer that will calm you down. And we'll say, okay, that's true. Or like if you're in a raid and your raid leader says, hey, do this really stupid thing. And you're like, dude, that's kind of stupid. And then they say, well, here's why I want you to do it. All right, cool. That makes sense now. I'll go do it. So if you can just tell us why, developers, if you can just explain to us why, what are the numbers? You can put it in a cute little pie chart if you want. You can put little, you know, Republic and Empire logos around it. Make it pretty for people who don't want to just look at straight numbers. Give it to Swiltor Miner. He really likes coding. He can code it up and give us little mouse over stuff. He can do cool stuff with it. So give us the numbers. That's all I'm saying. Let us know why you want to do this stuff. And maybe we won't be as ragey. We won't be like, leave us alone. Tell us why. You'd be surprised if you give people information how much calmer they are, right? They calm down because they know what's going on. And then as a result, their responses will be more educated. If you tell me why you think Noble Sacrifice and Consumption needs to be a 1.5 second cast, why you think it only needs to give us 15 force back, I can hopefully give you a better response. And God, maybe I'll be like, hey, that's genius. Cool. Give us why. Well, then you come back. Please, devs. Please. Just tell us. Give us the numbers. And you'll get a better response. I promise. The other thing is, I don't like that they just completely abandon it. I wish they could say the operatives do need diagnostic scan on the run. Because we don't know when these are coming back up. That's another thing. This is kind of like a double-edged sword. Like, we don't know when these changes are coming back up, so we don't know when the healers are actually going to get changed, right? The one thing for Mercs and Mando, or at least for Mercs, our damn set piece is broken. I think it's the 4-piece. I don't pay attention to the bonuses. I think it's the 4-piece. That's still going to be broken in now. On the PTS, they kind of fixed it. I think they might have nerfed it a little bit, but they fixed it at least. Go ahead and push that through. Like, you can push through stuff that is great. Push through the OP stuff. That would be awesome. So, just tell us, give us some information. Give us a way to test these things and maybe find a way to slip in some of these things that actually are helping the classes and that players actually liked. And you will find a lot of good graces. You will find a lot of educated responses. You'd probably find less ragey people. I mean, that's the thing. We raged hards against the dev. I kind of sort of feel bad about it. I don't think we were wrong. I think we were right. I think these changes are stupid and make absolutely no sense. But I feel bad about that. I feel bad that I think the devs were dumb. I do. I'm just being honest. I feel bad about that. So if you give us more information, if you talk to us like we're adults, which we're not, but if you talk to us like we're adults, maybe we'll give you better feedback. I'm just saying. So that's something I think I would like the devs to do. Just kind of work on your PTS stuff. There's got to be a better way to do this. Right now, it's just kind of just chaos. It's Thunderdome out there. You give us stuff, we react to it, and then you do or don't, basically. Also, I would suggest next time around that you don't parcel out the information. For the first post of the 3.21 patches, they gave us examples of quality of life. That was the thing. That was so bad. Their first round of examples included putting Noble Sacrifice and Consumption on a 3-minute cooldown. That's ridiculous. That's like saying, hey, I'm going to give you a new job. Here's an example of what's going to happen. You're going to get punched in the face every day. And then that's it. Like, that's all. You're going to get a new job. We're going to improve your quality of life. Every time I see you, I'm going to kick you in the nuts. Like, whatever you say after that, I don't want to know, right? I'm just going to quit now. So give us all of the information at once. Give us all the information in an informative way, and you will be surprised by how we respond. So that's all I wanted to say. Hope you guys are doing well. 10 minutes of the podcast, Healing Soul Tour on Facebook, Twitter, and all the things. You guys take care. See ya.